Do your ears need exercising? Tune into Resonance 104.4 FM for an oral workout, or on the web on resonancefm.com.
It is the hour of the aperitif. Already people pause to read the menu. Charming hour of the day, particularly when, as sometimes happens, it is also that of the setting sun, whose last rays, raking the street from end to end, lend to my cenotaph an interminable shadow, a straddle of the gutter at the sidewalk. There was a time I used to contemplate it, when I was freer to turn my head than now, since being put in the collar. Then, over there, far from me, I knew my head was lying, and people treading on it, and on my flies, which went on gliding nonetheless, prettily on the dark ground. And I saw the people coming towards me, all along my shadow, followed by long, faithful, trembling shadows. For sometimes I confuse myself with my shadow, and sometimes don't. And sometimes I don't confuse myself with my jar, and sometimes do. It all depends what mood we're in. And often I went on looking without flinching until, ceasing to be, I ceased to see. Delicious instant, truly, coinciding from time to time, as already observed, with that of the aperitif. But this joy, which for my part I should have thought harmless and without danger for the public, is something I have to go without, now that the collar holds my face turned towards the railings, just above the menu. For it is important that the prospective customer should be able to compose his meal without the risk of being run over. The meat in this quarter has a high reputation, and people come from a distance, from great distances, on purpose to relish it. Which, having done, they hurry away. By 10 o'clock in the evening, all is silent, as the grave, as they say. Such is the fruit of my observations accumulated over a long period of years and constantly subjected to a process of induction. Here all is killing and eating. This evening there is tripe. It's a winter dish, or a late autumn one. Soon Marguerite will come and light me up. She is late. Already more than one passerby has flashed his lighter under my nose, the better to decipher what I shall now describe, by way of elegant variation, as the bill of fare. Please God, nothing has happened to my protectress. I shall not hear her coming. I shall not hear her steps because of the snow. I spent all morning under my cover. When the first frosts come, she makes me a nest of rags, well tucked in all round me, to preserve me from chills. It's snug. I wonder, will she powder my skull this evening with her great puff? It's her latest invention. She's always thinking of something new to relieve me. If only the earth would quake. The shambles swallow me up. Through the railings, at the end of a vista between two blocks of buildings, the sky appears to me. A bar moves over and shuts it off whenever I please. If I could raise my head, I'd see it streaming into the mane of the firmament. What is there to add to these particulars? The evening is still young. I know that. Don't let us go just yet. Not yet say goodbye once more forever to this heap of rubbish. What about trying to cogitate while waiting for something intelligible to take place? Just this once. Almost immediately, a thought presents itself. I should really concentrate more often. Quick, let me record it before it vanishes. How is it the people do not notice me? I seem to exist for none but Madeline. That a passerby, pressed for time, in headlong flight or hot pursuit, should have no eyes for me, that I can conceive. But the idlers, come to hear the cattle's bellows of pain, and who, time obviously heavy on their hands, pace up and down waiting for the slaughter to begin. The hungry, compelled by the position of the menu, and whether they like it or not, to post themselves literally face to face with me in the full blast of my breath. The children, on their way to and from their playgrounds beyond the gates, all out for a bit of fun. It seems to me that even a human head, recently washed and with a few hairs on top, should be quite a popular curiosity in the position occupied by mine. Can it be out of discretion and a reluctance to hurt that they affect to be unaware of my existence? But this is a refinement of feeling which can hardly be attributed to the dogs that come pissing against my abode, apparently never doubting that it contains some flesh and bones. It follows, therefore, that I have no smell either. And yet, if anyone should have a smell, it is I. How, under these conditions, can Mahood expect me to behave normally? The flies vouch for me, if you like, but how far? Would they not settle with equal appetite on a lump of cow shit? No. As long as this point is not cleared up to my satisfaction, or as long as I am not distinguished by some sense organs other than Madeline's, it will be impossible for me to believe sufficiently to pursue my act the things that are told about me. I should further remark, with regard to this testimony, which I consider indispensable, that I shall soon be in no fit condition to receive it, so greatly have my faculties declined in recent times. It is obvious we have here a principle of change, pregnant with possibilities. But say I succeed in dying, to adopt the most comfortable hypothesis, without having been able to believe I ever lived. I know to my cost it is not that they wish for me. For it has happened to me many times already, without their having granted me as much as a brief sick leave among the worms before resurrecting me. But who knows this time what the future holds in store? That quasentient and thinking being I should be going downhill fast is in any case an excellent thing. Perhaps someday some gentleman, chancing to pass my way with his sweetheart on his arm, at the precise moment when my last is favoring me with a final smack of the flight of time, will exclaim loud enough for me to hear, "Oh, I say, this man is ailing, we must call an ambulance." Thus, with a single stone, when all hope seemed lost, the two rare birds. I shall be dead, but I shall have lived. Unless one is to suppose him victim of a hallucination. Yes, to dispel all doubt, his betrothed would need to say, "You are right, my love. He looks as if he were going to throw up." Then I'd know for certain, and, giving up the ghost, be born at last. To the sound, perhaps, of one of those hiccups which mar, alas, too often the solemnity of the passing. Be suspected of being its author. But let two third parties remark me, there, before my eyes, and I'll take care of the rest. How all becomes clear and simple when one opens an eye on the within, having, of course, previously exposed it to the without, in order to benefit by the contrast. I should be sorry, though exhausted personally, to abandon prematurely this rich vein, for I shall not come back to it in a hurry. Ah, no. But enough of this cursed first person. It is really too red a herring. I get out of my depth if I'm not careful. But what then is the subject? Mahood? No, not yet. Worm? even less. Bah, any old pronoun will do, provided one sees through it. Matter of habit, to be adjusted later. Where was I? Ah, yes, the bliss of what is clear and simple. The next thing is somehow to connect this with the unhappy Madeline and her great goodness. Attentions such as hers, the pertinacity with which she continues to acknowledge me, do not these sufficiently attest my real presence here in the Rue Brancion, never heard of?
Death to the gods of Mount Olympus. This is Abject Block, sponsored by A Tosser.
The primary purpose of this government is to dismantle the welfare system. Mr. Atos is the final solution. He's a git, devoid of any feeling and emotion, and an absolute fucking disgrace. All those lovely people from Atos, all they're so nice. Yeah, go there for a medical. Doctors and nurses, there to look after you. Yeah, my friend went for a medical. Yeah, he went in there. Hello, Mr. Atos. How are you today? And the man wasn't even looking at him. Can you walk? He says. My friend said to him, why don't you look at me? I don't have to look at you. Can you walk? Well, I'm in a fucking wheelchair. What do you think? I know you're in a wheelchair. I heard the wheels when you were coming in. Can you walk? Answer the questions. Yes or no. It's simple. No, I can't walk. Why not? Can you walk just a little bit? Yes or no? No, I can't even walk a little bit. What about if I held you and you were standing there? If I was behind you and I was pushing you a bit, could you stand up? Yes or no? Well, if you was pushing me so I wouldn't fall over? Yeah? Right, you're fit for work. No, hold on. No, my legs would have given... I've got multiple sclerosis. I can hardly stand up. You'd have to have a couple of years holding me. No, too late. You said yes. See, the primary purpose of Mr. Atos, which he didn't tell me when he was coming in, was that he wanted to disallow everybody because he gets paid by the government £5 billion a fucking year. Yes. So you got to appeal and then you get back on and then they sign you off. Then you get back on. You have to keep crawling in every single time. And they go on training courses. Yes. Every single doctor, or generally nurses, they do 6 or 7 day taster courses at the University of Derby. And that's a lot. They're very informative, especially on whether you can go to work or not, whether you can stand up, or if you've got some mental health problems. Like, I've got another friend who's alcoholic. He went in there and he lives on the street and he's drunk. And he said, where do you live? I live on the streets. Can you go to work? I don't know. No, don't say I don't know. Yes or no? Look, mate, I'm drinking fucking 20 cans. I'm drinking like a lot of drink. Do you know what I mean? I don't even know what my fucking name is. What's my name? You tell me. What's my name? I don't have to know your name. Just answer the question, yes or no. Could you touch the keys of a computer with your nose? Hello, Mr. Atos. Oh, you made me nervous. Now I wet myself. Fucking Mr. Atos, he's a hard man. Drives a hard bargain. How do you get round him? How do you get round him? Just try and look at him. When he's not looking at you, look up underneath him like that and say, hello. So they're trained not to look at you. They don't want to make any eye contact in case when you're crawling in and you're really sick, do you know what I mean? And you start crying, that they don't get teary-eyed. Do you know what I mean? When you go in and say, can you work? Yeah, sorry. Can you work? Yes or no? My body's actually riddled with cancer. And I used to be like 12 stone. I'm now only 6 stone. And my doctor, that's the doctor that I see, he said I'm not fit to work. In fact, he said I've only got at best a year. You got a year? You got a year? What the fuck are you doing? Of course you can work. You got at least 6 months left. We need you. Right, signed off, miss. Get. What the hell are these? Who's sending these people to me? Can you move your head?
God, still today I'm only counting on what comes of my openness, my eagerness to wander in search of everything. Which I am confident keeps me in mysterious communication with other open beings, as if we were suddenly called to assemble. Andre Breton, a reading from Poetry and Self-Exile by Howard Slater. it's difficult to read this, actually. Bear with me. It has been the practice of groups to exercise the sovereign ban. These groups take kudos from expulsions. They rehone their position and grow closer together. The one expelled is normally a one that troubles the group. The unconscious anxiety of the group is personified in the expulsed one. Cohesion grows in such cases because the group, based to a large extent on shared belief and an interest consensus, can, once the anxiety is expelled, too easily continue believing and idealizing in the same way.
From a father to a son. I will attend you when you're very ill. Plump the pillows beneath your head. I'll undertake your burial, or my wife Mary will, if I'm already dead. Hush now, my child, lie you very still. Eat your tomato soup and soft white bread. For I'll undertake your burial, or my wife Mary will, if I'm already dead. Oh, 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 oh. Like Kate Bush, this bit. Oh, 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 oh. I'll undertake your burial, or my wife Mary will, if I'm already dead. Oh, oh, come on. Oh, 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 oh. That one. Yes. No. Thank you very much.
Meeting of International Conference of Technological Psychiatry. Dr. Fingers Schaefer, the lobotomy kid, rises and turns on the conference the cold blue blast of his gaze. Gentlemen, the human nervous system can be reduced to a compact and abbreviated spinal column. Brain, front, middle, and rear must follow the adenoid, the wisdom tooth, the appendix. I give you my masterwork, the complete, all-American, de-anxietized man. Blast of trumpets. Man is carried in naked by two Negro bearers who drop him on the platform with sneering brutality. The man wriggles. His flesh turns to a viscid, transparent jelly, drifts away in green mist, unveiling a monster black centipede. Waves of unknown stench fill the room, searing the lungs, grabbing the stomach. Schaefer wrings his hands, sobbing. Clarence, how can you do this to me? Ingrates, every one of them ingrates. The conference start back, muttering in dismay. I'm afraid Schaefer has gone a bit too far. I sounded a word of warning. Brilliant chap, Schaefer, but Man will do anything for publicity. Gentlemen, this unspeakable and in every sense illegitimate child of Dr. Schaefer's perverted brain must not see the light. Our duty to the human race is clear. Man, he done seen the light, said one of the Negro bears. We must stomp out the un-American critter, says a fat, frog-faced southern doctor who's been drinking corn out of a mason jar. He advances drunkenly, then halts, appalled by the formidable size and menacing aspect of the centipede. That's gasoline, he bellows. We gotta burn this son of a bitch like an ebony negro. I'm not sticking my neck out me, says a cool, hip young doctor high on LSD 25. Why, a smart DA could fade out. Order in the court. DA. Gentlemen of the jury, these learned gentlemen claim that the innocent human creature they have so wantonly slain suddenly turned himself into a huge black centipede. And it was their duty to the human race to destroy this monster before it could, by any means at its disposal, perpetrate its kind. Are we to gulp down this tissue of horseshit? Are we to take these glib lies like a greased and nameless asshole? Where is this wondrous centipede? We have destroyed it, they say smugly. And I would like to remind you, gentlemen and hermaphrodites of the jury, that this great beast, he points to Dr. Schaefer, has, on several previous occasions, appeared in this court, charged with the unspeakable crime of brain rape. In plain English, he pounds the rail of the jury box, in plain English, gentlemen, forcible lobotomy. The jury gasps. One dies of a heart attack. Three fall to the floor, writhing in orgasms of prurience. The DA points dramatically. He it is, he and no other, who has reduced whole provinces of our fair land to a state bordering on the far side of idiocy. He it is who has filled great warehouses with row on row, tier on tier of helpless creatures who must have their every want attended. The drones, he calls them, with a cynical leer of pure educated evil. Gentlemen, I say to you that the wanton murder of Clarence Cowie must not go unavenged. This foul crime shrieks like a wounded faggot for justice at least. Centipede is rushing about in agitation. Man, that motherfucker's hungry, screamed one of the bears. I'm getting out of here, me. A wave of electric horror sweeps through the conference. They storm the exit, screaming and clawing.
Yeah, it's not. It's I was gonna tell you about my La La Land fantasy world. It's not happening.
I dreamt that I was going to be executed. I dreamt that I was going to be executed. I dreamt that I was going to be executed. I was going to be executed. I dreamt that I was going to be executed. I dreamt that I was going to be executed.
Oh, ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Oh, everything. Let's just sneer. No, I never bought into that, you know. I'm sort of like a sincere, old-fashioned, queer. Anyway, yeah, enough about that. Now, I think now's the time more than ever. This is dedicated to my friend Akira, who's in a wheelchair, fucking blockaded the Atos headquarters recently. His friend got a fucking broken shoulder from some pig. Guy was in a wheelchair, smashed by a cop, broken fucking shoulder. So now let's do something. You know my name. Quotation mark, 20 spaces, close quotation marks, open square brackets, S-I-C, close square brackets. I'm not joking. This is dedicated to Leticia. Said here, she's got the right idea.
Operators are busy. Please hold for the next available operator.
Good morning, it's Odin.
Hello there. I'm inquiring about the euthanasia options with Atos, and I'm just wondering if you might be able to give any more advice about them. And if
with
the,
what, sorry?
The euthanasia packs.
I don't know. Would it be to do with healthcare?
Yes, it's to do with healthcare. It's basically, there's going to be 25% of people removed off disability living allowance shortly, and about 93% removed off ESA due to the assessments that Atos do on the sick and disabled. And many sick and disabled people are actually quite interested in a euthanasia option rather than starving in their own homes. And I just wondered what euthanasia options Atos offered.
I'll just try and put you through, just follow me.
Thank you.
Good morning, it is Healthcare Remus speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, are you in the UK? By any chance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the UK, yeah.
Okay. I wonder if you can help me. I'm wondering if the euthanasia packs are going to be released soon.
Sorry, I can't get you. Can you repeat, please?
I wondered if the euthanasia packs are going to be released soon.
Sorry, I have no idea about this. I just passed it to my colleague, yeah?
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Hello.
Hello, yes, I wonder if you can help me. I'm inquiring about the Atos euthanasia packs. I wonder if they've been released yet.
Sorry?
The Atos, the euthanasia packs. The reason why I'm asking is because there's going to be 25% of disability living allowance claimants. They're going to have their benefits removed shortly, and about 93% of people with ESA. And there's a lot of sick and disabled people who would much prefer to have a euthanasia option rather than being forced to die of neglect or lack of care. And I just wondered what euthanasia options Atos was going to propose.
I really don't know nothing about this, to be honest.
You don't? Okay.
No, I really don't know anything about this.
Okay. I mean, how would you suggest somebody euthanize themselves?
I really don't know.
So we're looking for, like, a painless way, one that doesn't cause too much pain.
Oh, I really don't know, no.
As it is, Atos, the company which is doing the assessments on the sick and disabled of
okay,
the country.
Okay, just hold up the line, please.
Thank you.
Hello? Can you touch this door?
I understand where it is.
Yeah, nice.
Atos Healthcare.
Hello?
Hi,
yeah, so it's very quiet here. Yes, I'm inquiring about what euthanasia options are available through Atos.
What option, sorry?
Euthanasia.
Okay. I think you put the wrong section, actually. I'll try and give it that right number for you. Hold on.
Okay. Or if you could transfer me, it would be of great help.
Hello there, sir.
Hello.
Okay, if you call this number I give you now, they can tell you.
Okay, is it a free phone number? Because I'm...
This one's not a free phone, but I think it's a local rate number. It wouldn't cost you much.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
2 seconds, let me just...
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, this is the one. It's 0113.
0113.
Yep, 230.
230.
9175.
9175. Just for your record as well, just so you make a note of it, it's to do with, I'm a disabled person myself, and
right, okay.
the government's figures, they're going to be removing 25% of claimants off of disability living allowance and about 93% of people off of ESA. And we're looking for an option rather than sort of starve in our own homes and die of neglect, etc. We're looking for options for a cheap and painless way to euthanize. To basically get it over quicker for the government and to do our duty for the country.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I'm inquiring about.
Okay, I'll make a record from this number over here that you called us.
Fantastic. Okay.
Yeah, what's your name again, sir?
My name's Mr. Wyatt.
Mr. Wyatt, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay then.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hi Christine, I was speaking to the healthcare department earlier on, but the security department that couldn't help me. I'm inquiring about euthanasia options with regards to the disability tax. There's going to be 25% of people removed of disability living allowance shortly, and 93% of people off of ESA. And there's quite a few disabled and sick people that would prefer a quick and easy euthanasia option rather than to be forced to die from neglect, starvation or homelessness. And I wondered, as your company is processing the assessments for the claimants and it's the company that ultimately makes the decision, and they've got to fit in with those guidelines of 25% and 93%. I wondered what euthanasia options Atos might provide, and are there any plans to provide a euthanasia kit?
I think, sir, that request would be better put in writing.
I prefer to speak, actually. I would like to, writing is very informal.
Well, I would prefer,
it's a much slower process.
Put in writing, please, sir.
Has to be in writing. Okay, who should I send the letter to? Who's basically responsible for the extermination of the disabled at the moment?
If you can just send it to the Atos Healthcare Customer Relations team.
Okay. And is that to the Himmler or Goebbels?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm going to end the call now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you can ignore this plight. We'll be right back.
work? What's the work we have to do? We can take a peek at the Satos situation and feel bad about all the disabled people killing themselves. I heard it's 33 people a week killing themselves because they're getting kicked off their benefits. I just feel so sad and impotent, but my cat got mullered today as well. The vulnerable beings need our help. Why don't you email or something, or come on the radio next week. What work have we got to do? You know, we've got to do, we got to get on with it, man, and we got to have a revolution. I'm not joking. So come and talk to me. Enough is enough. Good news, yeah, the EDL didn't exactly do very well in Walthamstow, did they? Outnumbered by 5-1. They're very lucky they had police protection because they would have got crushed. So that's some good news. Thanks for listening. Abject Block. Me, Tiny Tears. John Wilde. I'm spasticus, artisticus, I'm spastic.
4 FM.